Odyssey celebrates Thanksgiving, brought to you by T-Mobile, America's best mobile network in the U.S., according to Ookla speed test.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Breaking down the world of college football with College Football Game Time.
We can't never get enough today.
College Football Game Time, presented by Window Nation at windownation.com.
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Second half of College Football Game Time. John Fricke and Abe Gordon with you, taking you to our coverage of Louisville, which is the correct, by the way, correct way to pronounce it, Louisville, against SMU. And a big ACC showdown, well, at least big for Louisville, as we get ready for, you know, the final couple of weeks here and who's going to make these title games and all the storylines. Abe Gordon, how you doing, my friend?
I'm doing pretty good, John. Had quite a bunch of laughs last night watching the ACC affair, and here we are.
Yeah, it's a Saturday morning, but it really kind of feels like a Tuesday morning. Because every Tuesday morning, the wife, Abe, and I know you don't know this yet because you're not married, but she leaves you notes, you know, to reminders, you know, because she's like the home office. And
no,
so,
she leaves you notes because you don't remember stuff.
You too. No, that'll happen to you too. You haven't figured it out.
Steel trap memory, okay, John.
So it doesn't matter. I mean, you're still going to get the note. All right. So every Tuesday morning, I get up and the first thing right in front of the coffee maker is trash day. Okay. Trash. Well, that's what today is. It's trash day. God. I'm glad this is, Abe, I will say this. I am so happy that this is the last time we ever have to go through trash day. God, this is awful. I mean, I'm out here asking on the X, who's more likely to win 83-0 today, Georgia or Bama? Oh, my God. You know, I mean, this ruins the day. By the way, Could you actually see a couple of wins? I know we're not going to talk about these games in when we get into discussing names, but could Coastal Carolina beat South Carolina?
Could they? Sure. Will they?
Could
probably not.
Could Furman beat Clemson?
Sure. Why not?
By the way, for those of you who don't know, Furman and Clemson are like rivals. I mean, in a sense, only because they're really close together. They're not very far apart. That has nothing to do with another. Clemson will probably win by 50. Yeah, so the SEC track, this is the last time we have to go through this because the SEC is going to 9 games next year. Thank God. So in the meantime, though, we have a lot to talk about. You mentioned Florida State. Speaking of trash, you mentioned Florida State last night. Punt hits a guy in the head, bounces back 40 yards. I don't think
all
I've
right,
ever
that,
seen
that
this
was,
before.
Where, all right, it, l- know, let's I, just pause here for a sec. That was objectively, and I know there's a lot of Florida State fans who work for our station. There's a lot of Florida State fans who
yes.
are here in the Atlanta market.
Correct.
I understand how you guys may not see this. That was objectively one of the funniest things I've ever seen on a football
punter
field.
Recovering his own punt.
It was so it ricocheted so far away from the entire coverage unit of both teams that the punter is just, and he made a great play. Nice athletic, get low, you know, kind of get your body in front of the ball. He made a nice play. It was objectively one of the funniest things I've ever seen on a football field.
It was typical. You know, if you're a Florida State fan, you're like, oh, yeah, well, that makes sense. I mean, it's very Falcon. I mean, that's something the Falcons would do. Yeah. Did you guys actually get a hand on the ball? No, I just hit one of our guys in the helmet, and the other punter recovered it. Nobody the punter kicks the ball. Nobody touches it except for a helmet, but nobody puts any flesh on it until the punter actually.
They barely gained yardage on the play because it ricocheted so far back.
Oh, my God. Hey, we'll get into all that, you know, with, you know, boy, the state of Florida. By the way, that eliminates Florida State, you know, I mean, pretty much. You know, Florida's already eliminated from a bowl, so the Gators can ruin that. That was it, wasn't it? The Florida State dominating Alabama, both sides of the ball, physically. And what happened to that team? Gee, where did you guys go? Phew, man, what a weird year. So we go into this. It occurs to me, Abe, that we are getting ready for, you know, this final playoff push to the playoff selection show, which is coming up on. Here, I'm going to get the date here. Playoff selection show is Sunday, December the 7th. The committee is going to have potentially a Navy problem. That could be a big problem. And then you have an Ole Miss problem. That could be a problem. Because, look, you know, we'll get into it a little bit later. But, Abe, frankly, if you're going to sit around and say 13-0 Florida State doesn't belong in a playoff because their quarterback got hurt, if your head coach bolts – before a playoff.
No, I still, you tried to do this weeks ago, John. Still, it's not the same. 4-team and 12-team. If you want to adjust the seating, whatever, yeah, I don't care. Right. They're not going to get left out, so just stop it.
No, I'm just saying they could send them, you know, on the road somewhere.
Who cares? So what?
If you're Ole Miss, you're thinking about winning a natty, aren't you?
Sure. You're not going to, but sure.
Well, why wouldn't you? I mean, you're a pretty good team, right?
Pretty good. Not great.
Yeah. You never know how it kind of breaks. I mean, suddenly, yeah, but anyway, it's going to be really interesting to see how the committee stacks all this because it's just, there's no separation here. I mean, look at you got three teams in the American. That could be a mess. It could be that James Madison is in, and what kind of like karma would it be that James Madison will make it in, pull some kind of weird upset, and play against Kurt Cignetti? That would be like...
I don't think committee's putting James Madison in. I think they made it pretty clear this week that when South Florida lost, they jumped Tulane into the rankings instead of James Madison. I think they've made it pretty clear they're taking the winner of the American. I think you would need complete chaos where each team in the American, Navy, Tulane, North Texas, all lose before the American championship. I don't think they want to take James Madison.
Yeah, except for the Navy problem, you know, because... You know, you risk that they're going to lose a third time in that game to Army after the selection show. I mean, that would be it. That's the Navy problem because Army and Navy play after the selection show in a air quotes non-conference game. So we'll figure all that out, you know, in the next couple of weeks here. I don't disagree with you, by the way, that the American champion is in. I'm just saying that there's a chance James Madison is still very much alive. It would take a little bit of chaos in the American, but. They're still very much alive, so we'll see, you know, how this kind of all plays out here. Anyway, the point is that I look at the American, that's one thing in the group of five. It does go – let me ask you a question real quick here. There's some chatter here, you know. This is the fourth year in a row, Abe, that we have had new rules for the playoffs. It's likely that next year will be the fifth year in a row that we have new rules for the playoffs because I can see – expansion happening. If expansion doesn't happen, there are some people saying now, based on this season, that they ought not give the group of five an automatic berth.
John, you got to get off Twitter, man. These aren't real people saying this. There's no real analyst. There's no real broadcaster. There's no one really associated with the game of college football suggesting this. You got to get off Twitter.
I'm not getting off Twitter.
Stop reacting to people who have an egg as a picture, five numbers in their profile name.
No one is saying this. Some people are talking about this.
What people, John? What people?
Okay, I have to go. You know what? For the purpose of the Abe debate here, because Abe doesn't obviously, you know.
Because you know it's not anyone truly associated with the sport.
Well, I can make an argument for it. And I'm truly associated. I can make a strong argument.
But you're not. I know there's an argument to be made. I don't disagree with that. But no one who's actually involved in the sport is suggesting that. It's okay, all reactions all right, to fans who are
one.
Suggesting
I,
it.
I'm going, I'll do one. I'll suggest it.
That you stand behind. You actually believe it.
Yes.
All right, go.
Well, I don't think the Group of Five has a team. There's no team in the Group of Five that's better than the fifth-place team in the SEC.
Right now, this year, maybe that's true. I think in given years, that's different.
Well, I just think that what we need now is to have the 12 best teams. We got rid of the automatic berth this year, right, for conference champions because, you know, Arizona State and Boise State got byes last year and everybody went, how do they, are they worthy of byes, you know, just because they were a conference champion when we have teams that are better and have played better? And the committee said, yep, that's absolutely true. So we're going to get rid of the automatic bye for the top four conference champions, which brings us to the ACC story in a second. And then we're just going to take the top four teams. I think they should just take the top 12 teams.
I'll tell you why it's not going to – I mean, I don't have to tell you why. I know you're making the argument. But I think the other conferences are concerned, right? The ACC and the Big 12 is concerned that in a given year, potentially this year, right, you would view their conference champion as not one of the top 12 teams.
There's a chance the ACC doesn't get a team in. Yes. It's a long shot, but there's a path to where the ACC would not get a team in.
Their champ will still get in. I know what you're suggesting, but their champ will still get in.
Well, that champ's Pittsburgh, and you're debating Pittsburgh and
their champ will still get in. Don't worry about it.
Yeah, I'm not arguing your point here. I'm saying that there's even a remote possibility. Look, I think the ACC is going to get a team in. It's possible they get two. But the fact that we are sitting around here debating a 2% or 3% or 5% chance that the ACC doesn't get a team in at all, because the five spots that are protected, remember, the five spots protected are for the top five rated conference champions, okay? So if that's Big Ten, SEC, Big 12, right? And then if the American is ahead of the ACC, you know, suddenly, of course, the SEC, then all of a sudden you got to go, well, the Americans ahead of the ACC, therefore, so the only team going to go into the ACC. There's no guarantee that the ACC champion gets in, okay? Just none. I mean, there's no guarantee the SEC champion gets in either. I mean, of course it will.
Well, you mean in a given year. Obviously, this year is.
Obviously, of course they are. I mean, they're getting five teams in. So I think the odds of the SEC getting, you know, the chaos today, by the way, the real chaos isn't anything we just talked about. It's not in the ACC. It's not in the American. The real chaos today is USC beating Oregon.
100%. And that's followed next week by, and again, we'll see how it plays out. That's followed next week by if Michigan beats Ohio State. Mm-hmm. There's some real chaos around 10-2 teams in the Big Ten.
Right. Yeah, if Oregon loses to USC at home tonight, poo, man, you know, that's going to vault the Trojans up. It's going to vault. Could Oregon be out? I mean, Oregon could go from, you know, potentially 11-1 and a bye to being out. They're that team that could go swing either way. And so that does go kind of to the whole, you know, does a 12-team playoff ruin the regular season? No. I mean, it's fascinating what could happen here. I'm locked in on others. Like, see, I don't know. Are you rooting for chaos? I mean, I know that you're not an Oregon fan or USL. You're not a Big Ten fan. I don't know. I don't have much of anything with either team in Oregon or USC, so I don't much care. I did do the USC pregame show once, but that was 100 years ago. It was so long ago, it was Carson Palmer's freshman year. So I don't have a whole lot with both teams, but I am kind of rooting for a little bit of chaos because it'd just be fun, wouldn't it?
Sure. I just want to see good games. I don't really take a side right now. I'm not rooting for anything. I'm just letting it all play out. That's why I don't get all hot and bothered about what could happen and this and that, and could the ACC lose out their playoff spot to James Madison. I'll let it play out, and we'll see where we're at.
I know. If you just let it play out, that's boring talk.
It's not.
That's
why I'm not bored. I'm enjoying games, John.
Yes, but you're a talk show host. We got to talk about it because it's fun to talk about. Like Notre Dame. Notre Dame's fun to talk about. Who isn't rooting for it? Well, Irish fans aren't. But who isn't rooting for Notre Dame to lose? Because if Notre Dame were to get upset, guess what? Bye-bye. You're out. You know, I'm not. Who knows? Syracuse beat them today? I don't think so. But, I mean, I didn't think Syracuse was going to win a couple of games that they did win this year, like Florida State. So, I don't know. Beats me. We'll talk about the big games today, and there are some big games, by the way. I really want to get Abe's thoughts on Georgia Tech and on Tennessee, Florida, and more here. Oklahoma's another team that could, you know, could they? How do they figure into all of this? And do they, you know, do they? Are they in? Are they going to get a bye? Are they going to be in the championship game? Are they going to be out? You know, I mean, all of this could happen to the Sooners here as we continue on College Football Game Time on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Odyssey celebrates Thanksgiving, brought to you by T-Mobile, America's best mobile network in the U.S., according to Ookla speed test.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Black Friday? More like Black Fry-yay. Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Breaking down the world of college football with College Football Game Time.
We can't never get enough today.
College Football Game Time, presented by Window Nation at windownation.com.
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Well, even though the SEC, or a good chunk of the SEC, is playing layup games today, breathers like Charlotte at Georgia, which is going to be a rout, and Eastern Illinois at Alabama. Mercer's 9-1, but good luck playing at Auburn. Coastal Carolina, South Carolina, Furman, and Clemson, Western Kentucky, LSU. There are still some quality games. John Fricke and Abe Gordon with you. This is the Big Six of the South, the six key games in the South, brought to you by Kroger. Kroger is fresh for everyone. Missouri and Oklahoma, Abe. Give me some thoughts here. It's a noon kick on ABC from Gaylord Stadium in Norman. Oklahoma's been kind of a difficult team to kind of get a line on, only to this degree, I think, really. Are they a legit national title contender?
I think with that defense, obviously it would take factors, right? They need to get some of their players back healthy. R. Mason Thomas certainly needs to be in the mix for them. But I think that defense does keep them in games enough. I don't think we've seen the best John Mateer has to offer still. I don't know if he's not 100%. Maybe he'll never be 100% this season coming off the injury. But I do think their defense is good enough. We saw it. Look, people thought Alabama could win the national championship a week ago. This is a team that beat that team. So I have no reason to believe that with that defense, the right things go. You know, ball bounces weird. They get a turnover here, there, stuff like that. But they've got to play today like their season's on the line, because it is. A win, and they're probably pretty close to locking down an at-large bid. A loss, and they're probably on the wrong side of that 12-team field. And doing so against a Missouri team that's welcoming Bo Prabula back into the starting lineup. It looks like he's going to be set to play. I don't know if they've given him the final go-ahead, but there's chance of him returning, and that's good news for Missouri, who's struggled a little bit without him.
Game number two is Kentucky and Vanderbilt, and credit to Mark Stoops. He could have lost the season for Kentucky, but they battled back. They win one of these games. They beat Vanderbilt, they beat Louisville, and they're going to be in a bowl game, which doesn't sound like a lot, but there's also some pressure being relieved in Lexington that they don't have to fire their coach amidst everybody else firing their coach. Stoops will be back next year because of the way Kentucky's played over the last month or so. Vanderbilt's really intriguing. Because the fact that Kentucky has played well makes this a better win if they win it. And then, of course, you have the Tennessee game. Vanderbilt's sitting at 14. If they win today and they beat Tennessee, could they be in? They could.
Yeah, Kentucky's interesting because they like to play these kind of ugly, dirty, physical games. I think Vanderbilt, for once, is actually built to play in that manner. I don't love Vanderbilt in shootouts like we've seen at times, but I do like them in this style of game. They've also got this Diego Pavia thing. I wouldn't say hanging over their heads, but he's fourth in the Heisman in terms of odds right now, and we'll see if they tune him up to put on a show. But they got bigger things in their mind. If someone slips, say in Oklahoma at noon, right, then that's what's on the line for Vanderbilt. They are still right in that discussion for an at-large bid as well. You can't have a fall-off in these rivalry games or key games, especially if it's ahead of a big old rivalry game the week after.
Right. Speaking of that, Tennessee and Florida. Now, it's been – this is a night game, 7:30 tonight on ABC. It has been obviously an incredibly disappointing season for the Gators, who are – out of bowl contention at this point, and have really fallen apart, fired their head coach, the whole bit here. But it has been 20 years since Tennessee has won down in Florida, 20 years. And so the Vols have never really played well down there, at least not in the last two decades. And so to be able to go down there and beat Florida, I don't know how you – Florida's like such an odd team. At times, it's like – because you follow them because you're a fan – you'll see Florida play, and they'll play like 2 to 2.5 quarters, either, you know, from the start, from the opening kick, or somewhere between second and third quarters, where they play like a team that could contend for, you know, big things, and then they play a quarter, quarter and a half, where they got no clue.
Yeah, there are pieces with the Gators that look like they could be an elite team, and then there's other pieces at times that look like they're preventing you from being an elite team. I think this is a game they badly want. And obviously we know about how often Tennessee beats Florida down in the swamp and all that. But kind of like Kentucky, although without the coaching change, Florida has not completely punted on the season. Those guys are still playing hard, especially on defense. And I'm interested. I think this is a tough spot for Tennessee. I'm fascinated by this game. I think Florida's, and especially those fans, I think they're going to be super loud tonight despite what the season has been for the Gators. And I think there's some potential here for a big upset.
Yeah, this could be – well, it's always a fun game between these two anyway. I mean, you know, historically it's always been great. I went to one – I don't know, you're probably – I don't know, maybe you don't remember this one because it was so long ago. It was in the early 90s. Wayne Pease was a quarterback at Florida, and I'm in Knoxville. I think Todd Helton was quarterback, maybe. I may have been Heath Shuler. I don't remember. Anyway, who the Tennessee quarterback. I remember Wayne Pease was a Florida quarterback. Dude, it rained. There was so – and then the sewers next to the field in Knoxville got clogged. It rained so – there's like 3 feet of water. We're wading through water with like cameras and electronics. It just poured. I've never been in a game where it rained that hard. It was unbelievable. But those two have played such great games over the course of time, such classic games. It's an underrated – is it a rivalry?
Yes, it is.
Yeah, okay. Underrated rivalry in when you talk about Tennessee and Florida. All right, let's switch to the ACC. Now, the ACC is an unmitigated mess. Tech and Virginia are into the title game if they just both went out. Okay, we understand that. But you have Pitt and SMU also with just one loss. And they could possibly wind their way. Certainly Pitt could play its way in. SMU would need help. Pitt could just flat play its way in. We'll get into that in just a moment. SMU needs help. SMU is taking on Louisville today. We thought Louisville would be a contender. They've fallen off. SMU is still kind of alive in a way. How do you see this game going in Dallas?
Well, I think Louisville's got some quarterback issues today. Miller Moss may not be able to go, which would mean you're turning the ball over to freshman Deuce Adams. And that'd be good news for SMU. SMU, as you mentioned, needs a win in this game. And a couple of teams are interested in SMU winning this game because of how the tiebreakers fall out across the ACC. And more chaos, as you put it, would need to happen for this to be relevant to Miami and to Duke and some of the other teams. But I think SMU is gotten better over the course of the season. They started out very slow, really struggled coming off the expectations a year ago, and it's gone, as you presented, the other way for Louisville. This is a team that was in the top 17, threatening the top 15, had a big win, and then it's gone the other way as soon as the attention and pressure has been put on their shoulders. And so they have not been able to rebound. Their offense still, no reason it's not better than it's been. They have electric playmakers at wide receiver, electric playmakers in Isaac Brown in the backfield, and it just hasn't gelled for them. So they're trying to get back on the right side of this season that has gone awry from where it was 2-3 weeks ago.
The Duke win was by Virginia was really impressive. I mean, probably the most impressive win of the season, and Virginia is going to be in the ACC title game. Virginia and Georgia Tech control their own destiny here. I mean, Virginia beats Virginia Tech, they're in the title game. Georgia Tech beats Pittsburgh, they're in the title game, and that'll be your title game. However, if Pittsburgh wins, it changes things. Duke and Carolina today, this is better a basketball game than a football game, of course, do you think, and this will go a little bit, but I don't want to spend a whole lot of time on Belichick in the next segment. I want to talk about Kiffin with you. Is Belichick out?
I don't think so. Are you asking from his perspective or the school's?
No, yours. Yours.
Do you Mine?
Think he's gone? Yeah.
I don't think either side's going to admit it, but like, I don't think there's any path to him having much success there.
Oh, I agree with that.
But I don't feel that either side is splitting right now.
Yeah, you know, I mean, it's a tough year because, again, with so many openings, you're having to compete with, you know, coaches and the amount of money that you're going to have to spend to get a new coach, even though I know James Franklin went to Va Tech, and we'll talk about Kiffin coming up here. So for Georgia Tech, sold out tonight, and, you know, you're leaning on Haynes King. By the way, I don't want to get into a Heisman thing, but is it possible to say, without regard to, you know, who the best player in the nation is or the best quarterback in the nation is, when we're talking about an MVP, has there been anybody in the nation more valuable to his team than Haynes King to Georgia Tech?
Yeah, I mean, we had this conversation at the start of the year. Like, is there any team more reliant on an individual player than Haynes King and Georgia Tech? And I still think from that discussion, maybe Notre Dame and Jeremiah Love come into thought. But, you know, it's different being a quarterback and having the numbers that Haynes King does. So, yeah, look, I'm not going to try and fight for the Heisman. If he wants to win the Heisman, he's got three opportunities to do so. They start today at Pitt, next week against Georgia, and the ACC title game. He's got to go 3-0. He's got to have monster numbers, and maybe he finds himself in that discussion. But to your question, John, no. I don't think there's another player in the entire country whose team is more reliant on them than Georgia Tech and Haynes King.
Yeah, I think so, too. And he has been, you know, such a great player all year for them. The reason that Georgia Tech is in the position they're in and, you know, win today, will be in the ACC title game and go into the, you know, potentially into the Georgia game, you know, they're going to go in 10-1, is because of Haynes King. I mean, that's just it. It's one guy. Without him, I know that Aaron Filo had the really nice game, all the big numbers. It was nice that when he started for Haynes in the one game that he missed. I get that. And then Aaron Filo's potentially a really good starting quarterback. I get it. But Haynes King just put this team on the shoulder time and again. And he did so again last week against BC in, you know, an ugly win, obviously. But at this point, nobody's looking at ugly wins necessarily. I think right now you're just looking at W's. Are you going to get in? Are you going to get in or not? And so, how do you look at this game? Pittsburgh, that was a big letdown for me last week. I thought Pitt might, you know, man up, and they just got dusted in that game.
Yeah, a couple of things come to mind, and the first one for me is, how is Pitt going to respond to what last week was? And You know, look, it's a weird comment from the Pitt head coach to begin with, in having said, you know, we can lose this game by 100. It's not the one that matters. And his team kind of responded in that manner. And so I'm interested to see how they do respond. Is that mindset not where it needs to be? And then for Georgia Tech, the question for me is, and we focus on, this is it for Georgia Tech. You win today, and you're in the ACC title game, and what you want to accomplish is still on the table. Do you tighten up? Does that change anything from a player perspective, from a coach perspective, having what you need to be on the line today? And I think it's going to be player-led, right? I think if Haynes King comes out and does what he needs to do, I think the team will respond in kind and follow him. And so that's what I'm looking at. Is Haynes King his normal self? I think that would give me a lot to believe that Georgia Tech is their normal self. It's a sellout. It's going to be a huge crowd here in downtown Atlanta. I think that big-time boosts Georgia Tech knowing what's on the line. I think they're going to be as loud as they've been, John, in a number of years.
Yeah, Bobby Dodd, right. Maybe since the last time, you know, Georgia came in. Of course, that also means all those Georgia fans. This is going to be a Georgia Tech crowd. And it's my biggest concern, Georgia Tech's defense is worthy of being a sub-500 team. That defense, Abe, it's not, at times, not very good.
No, it's been a problem, and I think we saw that a week ago, and they needed some explosive offense late to get back into that game. They've got to clean that up. But the question I would have is, what did you learn from Pitt Notre Dame? Did Notre Dame, and I know you can't necessarily do everything Notre Dame does, but are you close? Can you try and recreate how they were able to limit Pitt?
Yeah, and
a pick six on the first pass would go a long way as well.
Of course, that would happen too, and having Jeremiah Love would help too. But you can run the ball, and you know maybe your best defense is just to go on long drives and keep it out of the other team's hands. We'll see how this goes for a sold out Bobby Dodd Stadium tonight, Pitt and Georgia Tech in a 7:30 kick on national TV on ESPN. All right, let's get to the big story here. Is Ole Miss panicking that they're about to go to the playoff potentially without their head coach? That's a possibility, according to all the reports. So we'll get Abe's thoughts and my thoughts on that next on College Football Game Time on Sports Radio 92 on the Game.
Odyssey celebrates Thanksgiving, brought to you by T-Mobile, America's best mobile network in the U.S., according to Ookla speed test.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Black Friday? More like Black Friday. Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Breaking down the world of college football with College Football Game Time.
We can't never get enough today.
College Football Game Time, presented by Window Nation at windownation.com.
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
College Football Game Time, John Fricke and Nate Gordon with you. Another hour, Louisville and SMU, Cardinals and Mustangs today on the station here. Reminder, of course, it's hate week. Falcons before 4:25 kicked against the Swampers. I know what you're thinking, okay? I'm thinking the same thing. 2-0 could happen. Unbeaten season for the Falcons on the line. Abe, that's all I got. That's all I got, Abe. 2-0 unbeaten season against the Swappers. Oh, God help us. You're going to be doing like a big shindig tomorrow, aren't you, for a viewing party for this?
Yeah, we got a watch party down on the south side. $3 cafe there in McDonough, Henry County. So, come on and hang out. We got an autographed Michael Penix helmet that I'll be giving away at halftime.
Okay. That's pretty cool. Let's hope that he gets healthy and he's back next year, and we'll see what Broke Down Liar does as a starting quarterback next seven games. Anyway, Falcons and Swampers, at least it's hate week tomorrow. And, of course, full coverage right here on your home of the Falcons Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Now, I have a kind of a big, bold prediction here about the ACC media days for football next year. And my big, bold prediction is that when the media votes at the end of the ACC media days, that Virginia Tech is no lower than number 3 in the conference and it gets first place votes.
Okay, let's work our way through this. I think Miami and Clemson, Florida State, are going to be in the discussion whether they should or shouldn't be. I think it starts there, right? I think Miami and Clemson are going to be 1 and 2 in whatever order, right?
Well, I don't know. I mean, James Franklin's coming. He's bringing a coaching staff.
Yep.
And by the way, you see the number of decommits from Penn State this year. Where do you think they're going to school? They're going to be transferred. You're going to have a lot of players. You'll have 15 players with Penn State attached to their name some way, somehow, to show up in Blacksburg.
Yeah, the question is just how quickly. I don't think much of us doubt that he can have Virginia Tech winning and winning big in the ACC. I think, you know, whether they're national title contenders or just conference champion contenders are a different story. But I wouldn't be surprised if he's in the conference championship game next year. Maybe that's a little bit lofty. I don't want to put unfair expectations on him in year one, but I mean, this feels like within year two, year three, they're playing in the conference championship game.
Yeah, look, I mean, I understand why Penn State did what it did. The frustration of being, you know, a blue blood like the Lions are, and to not have, you know, not get over the hump of winning, you know, these big games. And, okay, we just have to – it's just not working for us. So I understand it. But at the same time, James Franklin can flat coach. He did it at Vanderbilt. He did it at Penn State. He'll do it at Virginia Tech. And so if you're a UVA fan and you're off and running, God love you, go out and beat the Hokies and make that ACC title game and enjoy it, because, you know, right now, I'm not sure who the best team in the state of Virginia is. It's either Virginia or James Madison, but it in Virginia Tech. Next year it could be Virginia Tech. I'm just saying, I think I'll turn the program around. Now, this takes us to the big thing here, which is Lane Kiffin and all the reports. Well, they're unconfirmed reports, but a lot of big media running with it, that LSU has, you know, flew his family in, his ex-wife and a bunch of people to look around Baton Rouge, and is preparing a $90 million offer to him, and it includes like $25 million a year for the NIL, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, set against the fact that the governor of Louisiana said he was going to be making the coach selection. Let's not forget that. A, do you think that this is going to happen? And B, how much of a factor is this to Ole Miss? How distracting must this be for this Lane Kiffin thing to be hanging over the head, going to the Egg Bowl? Forget about, you know, potentially go into the SEC championship game or the playoff, but just to the Egg Bowl against Mississippi State.
Yeah, not very. Like, if we're going to be honest, I don't think it's that distracting. I think we're living in one world, and the football team in their bubble is living in a different world. I'm sure they've had conversations, but you put out a tweet about NIL the other day, and it, something along the lines of, and I don't remember the tweet, the concept of the tweet's not relevant. What you had said, though, is let's stop calling these guys kids.
They're
right?
Not kids.
And,
right.
And I think the same idea applies here. Let's stop pretending like they can't understand what's going on, right? You're dealing with business. You're dealing with money. You're dealing with future. I don't think they're so inept that they can't understand the decisions Lane Kiffin is facing. And I'm not going to pretend that they don't understand, well, why would he want to leave us? They're adults. They get it. And so I just don't think it's as distracting as a lot of people pretend it's going to be. Would it be ideal if it wasn't happening? Sure, I get it. But in this era of chartered flights and Zoom and whatever it needs to be, I just don't think it's taking time away from the football team. I don't think it's that distracting. They're going to play football. They're going to play the Egg Bowl. They're probably going to win that game. Probably set themselves up to go into the college football playoffs. And we'll see if Lane Kiffin takes a job somewhere else or not. All three schools are going to be providing major deals, right? All three schools are going to put him north of $13 million or north of $12 million. Annual salary with whatever fine print they want to add of money for the roster and this and that and upgrades to facilities, whatever it might be. I have no idea where he's going. I think if he was going to stay at Ole Miss with 100% certainty, he would have announced that. They would have come to some sort of deal. He's weighing the options because I think there are real decisions to be made based on what offers each school is going to present. And I think Ole Miss will still ultimately have the chance to match at the end of the day. If they don't match, then maybe he will leave. So I don't think he even knows yet necessarily what the plan is.
No, I agree with that analysis. I think this is a, you know, as much as it is a play for him, you know, to get, you know, more money personally in a new long-term deal at Ole Miss, I think this idea of what coaches, what really attracts coaches now in this day and age isn't just, you know, you're secure. I mean, obviously security and money for you, but it's your ability to have an NIL package that allows you to compete, you know, for those kind of players with the Texases and the Georgias and the Alabamas, if you're in the SEC or the Ohio States and the USCs and the and Oregons and the Big Ten. You have to have the NIL package to be able to contend. And so if you don't, and he doesn't have that at Ole Miss, let's say he doesn't have that right now at Ole Miss, it's partly, you know, hey, listen, you got to get up to, you know, that level so that I could compete with, I could go in and get guys out of Texas and Louisiana to come here to Oxford because I can't do that if you don't let me spend the money or have the money for me. So I think as much a play about contract as it is about, you know, your NIL budget on an annual basis. And I agree. I don't think this is by any means a done deal. And, of course, the even if it were, and he were to go to LSU or who knows, maybe go to Florida or whatever, the NFL, who the hell knows, it could also be the other side of this is, to your point, that it could be a rallying cry for this team to rally together, you know, I mean to bond together and say, look, there's a lot of outside noise right now. We have to internalize this in the locker room. We have to focus on us and go win a national title because, look, Ole Miss probably not going to make the SEC title game, but, at you know, because they would need, obviously, a couple things to happen. But that doesn't mean that they're not going to be, you know, having a home game in Oxford in the opening round of the playoffs, which at this point they beat Mississippi State. They're going to have.
Yeah, I think everything that they want to accomplish is still on the table, and I just don't think that he's going to allow his team to get distracted. I think he's got a pretty good grasp on that program right now, right? And I think he's handled the moments that they've needed to handle this season, especially off the field. And so I just, again, everyone's an adult here. They all understand what's at stake, both in the micro, right, this season, this game, this play, and the macro, Lane's future, their future,
the historical season and where it may stack up legacy-wise for this Ole Miss program, I don't think that Lane taking a flight on his own time to Gainesville or to Baton Rouge or sending his family to see what's going on, I just don't think that's getting in the way of that.
Do you think he has, Abe, that Lane Kiffin, look at his kind of, just on top of your head, his history, you know, whether it was painting on a rock in Knoxville or, you know, whether he's getting on planes on tarmacs or, you know, getting into fights with head coaches and screaming on the sidelines of Tuscaloosa. I mean, he's been mercurial, I think is a, you know, kind of a fancy dancy word for him. He's also been kind of a, you know, a problem child in some respects. Do you think he's started to grow into his own skin in Oxford and kind of grow up and mature into the kind of coach that can win a national title somewhere in Oxford or somewhere else?
Yeah, I don't think that's because of Oxford. I don't know if that's exactly the question you're asking. But I think he's matured over the course of years. And I think at times he's been humbled and at times he's felt himself. And, you know, I think that's all part of the process. We all come into ourselves at different stages of our life, at different ages. And, yeah, like if people had those questions about him still, they wouldn't be making $13, $14 million offers. I think there are multiple schools now that are comfortable with what Lane Kiffin has become. I think he is comfortable with what he has become. And I think at this point also knew at some point he had to become what he is now. He couldn't keep going on with the mindset and the attitude that he had at times as this hotshot rising star. I think having to bite the bullet, having to go to a small group of five program, having to deal with that, set things up in a very positive way for him when he did take the next steps. And so, yes, I think he has grown. I think he has matured. And I think that he is now probably as good as or close to the best version of himself as a person, but also as a head coach.
You know, it's going to be interesting because there's some more decisions here outside of Lane Kiffin than have to be made here. After what happened last night, do you think Florida State will move on from Mike Norvell?
Will they or should they are two separate questions.
I guess, right, they are separate.
No, I don't think they will.
Of course they should.
Yeah, they definitely should. I think it's very obvious which year was a fluke and which year was the reality of what the program is more likely to be.
2 years ago. And, well,
right.
This is 2 years running now.
And so I think they should. I don't remember offhand the buyout situation. It's not great, but it's not a no-go either. But again, you're talking about some of the jobs and where you stack up in the discussion. Maybe it's better to hold on one more season, try again out of the transfer portal and see what happens. But with the quarterback situation, I mean, but yeah, I don't know if they're parting with him. They definitely should.
Is Prime going to leave Colorado? Because I think he will.
Yes, but not for another job. I agree.
I think Prime goes to television.
Yeah, he might, and look, he might lean on the health thing and say this is why, but I think he's done.
Yeah, I think he's done as a coach too. You know, I just this whole Colorado thing, it was fun while it lasted, but you know, it's time. They're no good. He doesn't need to be in Boulder. He can make a lot of money on TV. He just goes to TV. I think Prime's done. All right. When we get back, we'll take a look at the big games in the nation. We'll talk about that Miami-Virginia Tech game. Let's talk about USC and Oregon. Let's talk about Prime and about Michigan, because A brought it up. There are a couple of teams you're not looking at that can be fly in the ointment and suddenly find their way into a playoff, and Michigan is one of those. Next on College Football Game Time.
Odyssey celebrates Thanksgiving, brought to you by T-Mobile, America's best mobile network in the U.S., according to Ookla speed test.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.